So there was some poetry in Parliament the other day. If you haven't heard this yet, it is the funniest thing I've seen in a while. Do you want to explain what happened here?
Yeah, so MP Marilyn Gladue, I don't know how to say her last name. She wrote a poem to explain how weed is going to be bad for Canada.
Drugs are bad.
Drugs.
Oh, that's it?
That was...
That's the gist? Yeah. So she actually wrote this poem and brought it to Parliament and... I can't believe she said this to everybody, but here's the poem.
Mr. Speaker, I want to protest an ill-thought-out bill that is passing through Parliament here on the Hill. The bill that is bad is called C-45. It has so many flaws, it just shouldn't survive.
How much wine do you think she was drinking when she made this?
In each dwelling, regardless of how bad each place will be smelling. With mold, ventilation as issues unplanned, this bill will not keep pot from our children's hand. There are more new infractions within this new rule that our courts will be flooded, as will every school. With drug-impaired driving and challenges there, the doubling of traffic deaths, and liberals don't care.
It actually is pretty good, all things considered.
It sounds like she got inspired by Dr. Seuss. But yeah.
I don't think that's the best way to get your point across. If you really have issues with marijuana, I don't think poetry is the best way to do it. So we figured hip-hop would be the better way to do it. You need to rap it, and we made a remix for her.
Mr. Speaker, I want to protest an ill-thought-out bill that is passing through Parliament here on the Hill. The bill that is bad is called C-45. It has so many flaws, it just shouldn't survive. The grits will allow 4 pot plants in each dwelling, regardless of how bad each place will be smelling. With mold, ventilation as issues unplanned, this bill will not keep pot from our children's hand. There are more new infractions within this new rule that our courts will be flooded, as will every school. With drug-impaired driving and challenges there, the doubling of traffic deaths, and liberals don't care. The provinces and police in every town have all asked the liberals to slow this bill down. With nearly 200 more days left till today, nobody but our party stands in the way. We hope that the Senate will do its true deed and keep our great country safe from all the weed.